This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Most of the world welcomed 2021 without the massive crowds because of the coronavirus pandemic. From New York to India, celebrations were scaled back. Hong Kong canceled public celebrations for the second year in a row. Last year was due to public security concerns. New Zealand's port city of Auckland rang in the new year with a major laser light show and fireworks as residents celebrated the island nation's successful response to the coronavirus outbreak that resulted in 2,162 infections so far and 25 deaths. The World Health Organization on Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccine, which is 95% effective after 2 doses. Britain celebrated the start of the new year by leaving the European Union, completing the biggest single economic change the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago following a months-long tense negotiation, ensuring that Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion in annual trade between the two sides and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to Washington early from his Florida resort on Thursday, keeping up his fight with Congress over a defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. The White House posted a holiday video message from Mr. Trump, who has yet to concede his November election loss to Democrat Joe Biden, in which he praised his administration's accomplishments that he said included its handling of the coronavirus pandemic and rebuilding the economy. The White House has given no reason for Trump's early return to Washington, but it coincides with his fight with Congress over his veto of a major defense bill and his demand for increased COVID-19 stimulus checks, as well as a spike in tensions with Iran. The United Nations African Union mission in Darfur came to an end after 13 years of peacekeeping in the vast Sudanese region on Thursday, even as recent violent clashes leave residents fearful of new conflict. Fighting erupted in Darfur in 2003 when ethnic minority rebels rose up against the Arab-dominated government in Khartoum. The UN says the conflict resulted in 300,000 people being killed and 2.5 million others displaced. Microsoft says hackers tied to a massive intrusion of dozens of U.S. government agencies and private companies sneaked further into its system than previously thought, although the intrusion doesn't appear to have caused any additional harm. The company said the hackers were able to view some of the code underlying Microsoft software, but weren't able to make any changes to it. Microsoft played down any risk associated with the additional intrusion. The company says it found no evidence of hacker access to customer data and no indication that its systems were used to attack others. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Friday that the wording of the national anthem had been changed after more than 140 years. As of to Friday, the second line of Advance Australia Fair, Australia's national anthem, changed from "For We Are Young and Free" to "For We Are One and Free." In recent times, leaders from all political sides have expressed public support for changing the anthem to better reflect modern Australia and its indigenous heritage. And rescue workers are still searching for survivors from a landslide that destroyed homes in a Norwegian village close to Oslo, leaving 10 people unaccounted for, including 2 children and 10 others injured. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.